We're still doing songs that the pastor wanted to do and have been a big blessing to the church for a long time. So, he wants to start with 93 in the 101 book. I don't think that should be a surprise to any of us. Why don't we stand and stretch a bit while we sing this song, 93, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. four announcements. Let's take our course books and turn to 122.
Sunday of the month, we're going to have Matt Renzi here for the day preaching for us. And then March 12th, we'll have William Jeffcoat with us. And, I think that's about it. Don't forget, if you come to church tonight, the rapture didn't take place. We just canceled our service for this evening. And I think that's all the announcements I got at this time.
Of course, it would be okay if the rapture did come tonight.
Boy, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Oh, man, that'd be great.
Yep. All right.
So I'll give you a little health update.
All right.
I am in the process of going to a treatment clinic that does high dosage of vitamin C. I don't know if it'll work or not. It's just something I've looked into. Some of you have also told me about this and so forth. I looked into it, and it sounds interesting. So I'm going tomorrow, and it takes about an hour. I sit there, and two bags of IV kind of goes right into my port that I have. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. And if nothing happens, well, I haven't lost anything. If something happens, well, then we've kept the pastor for a little while. So that's what we're doing. It costs a lot. You know, you as a church are helping me with my health costs and so forth. So just keep praying that God would bless it and use it for His honor and glory. I really don't know what the results will be, if any. So if you want to talk to me about it, feel free to do it. I don't have a problem talking about it. And I think that's all I've got to say. And anybody with any questions on that one, you know, okay. Well.
Do you want to say anything about your dad?
And my dad, very good. Thank you, Ralph. Of course, my dad is recovering from a stroke recently, and he is progressing along. The one area that is difficult right now is his speech. It's a slurred speech, and of course, that's what he does. He likes to preach and teach, and so if he can't talk, that's a problem for him. But he does seem to be coming along. All the other aspects of having a stroke seem to be coming along well. Thank you for praying for him. He's 85 years old, and but right now that's the only thing is the speech problem. So just pray that God would help him with that. Okay, that's it.
And continue to pray about his ribs that broke while he was here, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. He seemed to be healing up okay for him, too.
All right, good. Most of you already got a copy of the prayer bulletin. If you did not get one, they're in the back there on the table next to the sound booth. And I did put in a prayer request, two things. One, with the business meeting we had last Sunday night, the church is beginning the process of finding a new pastor. So I wanted to make sure that we pray about that all the time.
Amen. Yep.
And that's on there. And then I also knew about your situation, and so we put your church on there as well to pray about that as well. So
good.
Both of those are on the back page of the bulletin under other prayer needs. So
I was also going to say thank you for signing up for praying during the daytime. And if anyone else wants to sign up, I think there might still be some space there. Morning, noon, or night, you can sign up to be praying for God to give us direction in reference to a new pastor. Okay, I was talking to Brother Hitchens today. He gave me some good hints and so forth. And so just pray that God will guide us and lead us along. Okay?
Okay. Let's do one more out of the chorus book. 135. Another favorite of ours. Goodbye, old world. I'm through with you. Heaven medley. And we'll do that one. Yes. Usually I remember. All right.
Yeah.
Hill Road.
Thank you. I know your life on earth was trouble. Only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain.
Don't want to put anybody to sleep, so we'll try to be short here. A country where no storm clouds ever deepen. Unending days where night will never be.
A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
What will it be?
Got a return for this. Another year older next Sunday, as his birth I run. I've been 50 years walking with Jesus, and I'm almost home. I don't need worldly amusements, I don't need a money sack, 'cause I've come too far along this way to worry about things like that. I want to finish well. I won't end this race. Still leaning on his amazing
tall. So these old eyes can see the words that'll help me not to fall. I want to finish well. I want to end this race. Still leaning on His amazing grace. I'll run the last few miles to testify that God never fails. Don't want to fall down this close to the line. I want to finish well. I want to finish well.
Amen.
You can be turning while I'm getting hooked up. 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
1 Corinthians chapter 14. No, I'm not preaching on tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I mentioned earlier that my wife and I both got saved in 1965. Both of us grew up in liberal churches. And the first time I ever walked into a Baptist church in my life was the night that I got saved. And after I had been there about 2 weeks, we had a revival meeting with evangelist Billy Kelly. Actually, the first revival meeting I'd ever been in my life. And I mean, I didn't know what to make of that. And I remember, of course, he had all kinds of different mannerisms. And one of the things he would do, if he sensed people were getting sleepy, he'd say, "Hey, wake that woman up back there." So I don't want to have to do that. Everybody's probably getting sleepy after all that good food, by the way. Thank you so much. Ladies, whoever prepared all that, it was delicious. And we appreciate what you did. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today and fellowship with you and help celebrate your 41st anniversary. But in Sunday school and the morning service, we had been dealing with the matter of the church, and I want to continue with that. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, the Apostle Paul has been dealing actually with chapter 12, 13, and 14, dealing with the matter of spiritual gifts. But I want to look at the 12th verse. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, and the apostle says this. He said, "Even so, ye, forasmuch as you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Forasmuch as you're zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church." Let's bow for a further word of prayer. Lord, thank you for the privilege we had to be here today. Thank you for the good time of fellowship we've had. Thank you for the good meal that we had earlier. Lord, thank you for the songs. It's been a blessing to our hearts today. And Lord, again, this time to look into the Word of God. And Lord, I pray as we consider these thoughts again, I pray that you'd speak to our hearts. I pray that you would help us. Lord, we are needy people. We're constantly in need of thy strength and thy grace and thy help. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to do what this verse says, seek to excel to the edifying of the church. And Lord, I pray that you just have your way in this time now, in Jesus' wonderful name, for his sake we ask it. Amen. Paul, of course, had been dealing with the matter of spiritual gifts, you know, in these three chapters. And, you know, that's a whole nother series of messages, actually. But he says this. And this kind of tops it all off. Think about this, excelling to the edifying of the church, building up the church. Well, how do we do that? We should really be doing that as Christians, shouldn't we? If we're, you know, we're members of a local assembly And by the way, if you're not a member, you should be. You know, we have folks that have been attending our church for a long, long time, and they have never joined for whatever reason. And I really don't know why. I mean, of course, it's their business, you know, as to why not. But I believe that, you know, if God leads you to a particular church, and I do think it should be His choice. You know, we've all seen those signs out there that says, attend the church of your choice. Everybody seen that? No, attend the church of God's choice. Amen. Let Him make the choice, because I believe He has a place in mind for every child of God. You know, that's where we can be fed. That's where we can give of our talents, you know, and our gifts and so on. That's where we can serve. And I think there's a place in mind that He has for every Christian. And so if you're not a member, you know, why not join this church? I'm sure, you know, Pastor Gary would be glad to have you do that. And, of course, after you're saved, you need to be baptized. You know, that's the second thing. But then join, you know, a local church and be involved there. And but how do we edify the church? Well, quickly, let me just mention a few things. You know, whenever the preacher says quickly, you know, that, well, I'll try to be quick, though. How do we edify the church? First of all, live right. In Titus chapter 2, look at Titus chapter 2. This is good for us as Christians. Titus chapter 2 and verses 11 through 13, they're very familiar verses. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." So he said, the grace of God teaches us well to live right. The grace of God is not a license to sin. You know, there's some folks out there who have gone off on this Christian liberty tangent, they call it, where basically they're saying, you know, if you're a Christian, you can do as you please, you know, because your sins are forgiven. There are no charges. And by the way, there can be no charges against us as Christians. So therefore, just go live it up. Live any way you please. That is not what the Bible says. You know, God didn't save us to go on in sin, did He? When Christ came, He came to save us from our sins, not in them. Came to save us from our sins. And so scriptural teaching is that God wants us to live right as Christians. And if we do that, that'll help edify the church. You know, over the years, when I was on, actually, you know, not on the staff of the church now, but when I was, I remember encountering people. You know, I'd be out maybe making hospital visits or somewhere else, and I'd run into somebody, and they would tell me, "Oh, I know somebody that's a member of your church." And whenever they said that, I would kind of cringe because I'm wondering what they're going to tell me. And a lot of times what they had to tell me wasn't good. Well, you know, really, we represent our churches, don't we? If you're a member of Ray Street Baptist Church, you're an ambassador out there, and you represent this church. Where you work, you know, where you shop, wherever you go, in reality, you represent Ray Street Baptist Church, don't you? My wife and I represent Maranatha Baptist Church in Elkton, Maryland. Wherever we are, wherever we go. And so it'll help edify this church and any church that we're a member of now if we live right. Now, you know, by God's grace, we can live right too. Now, I know, look, we've all got a sinful nature, and we're not perfect yet, are we? We're not glorified yet. I had a family member who was a Nazarene years ago. And if you know anything about the Nazarenes, a lot of good people in Nazarene church. But Nazarenes believe that you can get to a place in your Christian experience where your old nature is done away with, and that from that point on you don't sin anymore. I wish that were true. That'd be a wonderful thing. Now, one of these days, we're going to get a glorified body, and we won't sin anymore, that's for sure, at that point. But according to the Bible, as long as we're in this body of flesh, we've got the old nature to deal with. And the old nature wants to sin. The old nature does not want to please God. Talking about the Nazarenes, a friend of my brother's told him one time that he had not sinned in 15 years. Well, be interesting to talk to his wife, see what she had to say about that. Of course, he said, well, we don't sin, but we do make mistakes. Yeah, well, I have a feeling the mistakes are just plain old sin, you know. But look, we can live right. We've got the Word that tells us what to do. We've got the Holy Spirit living within who gives us the power to do it. And so really, we have everything we need to live a victorious Christian life. Now, if we don't, it's not God's fault, is it? It's our fault. I've said this a lot of times, and I believe it's true, that we really are the kind of Christian we want to be. You know, we God's given us choices. Now, I realize there are some things we don't have any control over. Sometimes sickness comes our way that wasn't our fault, wasn't anything we did. It just came our way, you know. Accidents, so-called accidents. Someone said, you know, for the Christian, there aren't any accidents, just appointments. But sometimes things happen that we have no control over. But there are some things we do have control over. You know, God has given us the ability to make choices. We can choose to sin or we can choose not to sin, can't we? That choice is up to us. And of course, based on the choice we make, you know, there are consequences. If we obey God and do what he says, there are blessings that follow. If we choose not to obey God, there are consequences that way too. But in reality, we're the kind of Christian we want to be. And our life as a Christian reflects on our local church, doesn't it? It definitely does. And so we help edify the church by just simply living the right kind of life as a Christian. Well, here's something else. We edify it by praying for it. I hope you pray. I'm sure you do, but I hope you pray for this church, and I hope you pray for your pastor. We pray for this church every day. We've got you on our prayer list. Pray for your pastor every day. Got a number of other churches and pastors we pray for. But, you know, we're told to pray without ceasing, aren't we? And there is power in prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, we're told, availeth much. And so that's how we edify the church, not only by living right, but by praying for this church. You know, think about this. How much more could get done maybe if we prayed more? Someone has said the average Christian prays about 5 minutes a day. You know, if that's so, that's sad, isn't it? I'm sure we're not living in a praying age. I'm sure of that. And the devil is going to do his best to keep us off our knees, isn't he? But we need to pray for each other. And as we do, we help edify the church. Well, what else? By being a witness out there. You say, well, I can't speak. Well, but you can hand out gospel tracts, can't you? I remember hearing about a fellow who had gotten saved and he couldn't read, but he had somebody mark the Romans road. And so he would witness, he'd show somebody, you know, how about reading this? Well, he couldn't read it himself, but he'd get them to read it. And folks were getting saved. You know, we all of us can be a witness. Now, we may be limited in lots of ways. Some folks may have better opportunities than others, but all of us have an opportunity, don't we? And we all also have the Great Commission to go in the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. And as we do, we edify the church. We build it up. How about this one? How about speaking well of it? Speaking well of your church. I would not want to be a member of a church that I couldn't speak well about. My feeling is this, you know, and I know, look, a lot of times folks in churches have problems for various reasons. But my feeling is this, if I can't speak well of my church, I ought to go somewhere and find one I can speak well of. But, you know, sometimes folks don't always do that. But as we speak well of it, guess what? You know, that helps to edify it. And other folks are affected by that. Get involved. That'll help edify the church. Maybe, you know, I wonder sometimes if folks are hesitant to join because maybe there's this hesitancy about getting involved. And maybe they don't want any responsibilities. Well, you know, I when we think about what the Lord has done for us in saving us, I mean, in the light of what he did for me, how can I hold back anything? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, everything I have, everything I ever hope to be is in his hands. It's all his. And how can I hold back anything? If, you know, he wants me to be involved, then I should be involved. And by the way, there's something all of us can do regardless how old we are. I know sometimes, you know, we think, well, I'm too old to do this. But think Moses was 80 before he got into the mainstream of God's will, if you think about it. He'd been on Social Security 15 years. And at age 80, he gets into the mainstream of God's will. Look, there's something all of us can do if we want to do something. Not everybody can preach. Not everybody can teach or, you know, do certain things. But everybody can do something. We can all do something. And as we do, we help edify the church. You know, Paul gives that example of the body, you know, there in 1 Corinthians 12, the human body. We have so many parts in this body, don't we? I mean, there's a bunch of them. And every single one of them is there for a reason, because they all help to support the body, don't they? And to edify the body. Well, that should be true also in the local church. So, get involved. Cooperate harmoniously. Cooperate harmoniously. Not everybody's going to agree on everything. I heard somebody say this, if you find two people that agree on everything, one of them's not thinking. We're not going to agree on everything. But guess what? We can agree on the most important things. To me, it's an amazing thing that God can put together a group of people from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of temperaments, all kinds of likes and dislikes, and yet they can cooperate for getting out the gospel and lifting up, you know, the testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, what I want is not so important as what God wants. What he wants is most important, isn't it? What I want, you know, not that important. But cooperate harmoniously. This one, put God's agenda first and ours last. Put his agenda first. You know, I'd mentioned about, you know, our pastor resigned back in October and went back to Nova Scotia. Personally, I can't figure that out. He was there 10 months, did a great job. Everybody loved him. And yet he said when he went back to preach, God was telling him, this is where you're supposed to. Look, I can't argue with God. If that's what he wants, then that's the way it has to be. And he knows what he's doing, by the way. Problem is, I don't know what he's doing a lot of times. That's where we get into trouble, isn't it? But put his agenda first and ours last. Here's two more and I'm done. Attend services faithfully. Hebrews 10:25. Let's look at that. I mean, this is not a suggestion. This is a command in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Well, let's back up to look at verse 24. Let us consider one another. It says to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, as we get closer to the end of the age, we ought to be even more faithful, realizing he's coming soon. And, you know, it's a settled issue in our house that when it's time to go to church, that's where we're going. Family doesn't come to visit us at church time. If they did, they're welcome to go with us to church, or they're welcome to stay home till we get back, but we're going to church. And they all know that. So they don't come to visit at church time unless they're going to go to church with us. But it's a settled issue. Unless we're sick, or unless I'm, you know, away in a meeting or something like that, we're going to be in church. It's just that simple. And it's a command. It's not a suggestion. And I don't know about you, but I need to be in church. I need it. Even though we've been saved, well, this coming September, it's going to be 52 years. Even though we've been saved 52 years, I need to be in church. And I need to hear the preaching and teaching of the word. And I think I'm not the only one. And so he tells us there, you know, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So attend services faithfully. As you do that, you'll help edify the church. I know, and again, I was associate pastor at Maranatha Baptist Church. But I was up on the platform, and I know your pastor does this too. You know when people aren't here. You know where they sit. People usually sit in the same place. And so you know who's here and who's not. And when somebody's missing, there's that question, you know, are they sick? You know, something happened? How come not? He's a shepherd. Shepherd's concerned for the sheep, right?
Amen.
Where are the sheep at?
Amen.
And so attend services faithfully. That helps to edify and build up the church. Last thing is this. Support the leadership. Support the leadership. Support the pastor. Support those that God has put in a place of leadership. They need your support and they need your prayers. I've never met anybody yet in a place of leadership who didn't need the prayers of God's people. Because they're on the front lines, aren't they? And the bullets are flying. And the devil has a program. Look, he'd like to shut this church down. He'd like to shut them all down. And so leadership needs your prayers. And I trust you're doing that. But anyway, that text again says, even so ye for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. May the Lord add his blessing to his word. And let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity we've had to be here today. What a great blessing to be here at Ray Street Baptist Church for their 41st anniversary. I pray, Lord, you continue to bless here. Pray that you raise up the man you'd have to be the new pastor. Pray for Pastor Gary and his family, Lord, commit them into your hands. You're the great physician. You know the needs. And so, Lord, just have your way, we pray now. In Jesus' matchless name and for his sake, we ask it. Amen. God bless you. Amen.